Billy Graham's grandson, Will, is one very busy man. He's a husband, a dad, a traveling evangelist, and he guides the running of the Billy Graham Training Center at the Cove. We talked with him about some of the highlights of his busy schedule. This has already been a very busy year for Franklin Graham's son, Will. In February, he preached the gospel in the country where his dad's mom, Ruth Graham, grew up.
2015 started off with a trip to China. I was invited by the churches and the government of China to come and preach the gospel in their country. And a part, in large, this has to do with the fact that my grandmother was born in China, and in what's today is known as the city of Wuhan. And so I got to go there. I preached in a city called Wuxi, and I preached in the city of Wuhan, where my grandmother was born. And so I had the privilege to preach the gospel there. It was a very emotional trip for me. But a tremendous trip.
Then Will crossed the Pacific again.
I was in the Philippines, and I preached in two cities in the Philippines. One was Tacloban, which was the epicenter of the 2013 superstorm typhoon Yolanda. And then I went to the second largest city in the Philippines called Cebu. And so we preached the gospel there, and we had a great turnout there. I think between the two cities, we had over 70,000 people and over 12,000 decisions for Christ. So we praise God for what took place.
Will Graham's schedule remains busy as the year continues, but a little closer to home.
Owensboro, Kentucky. That's going to be taking place here in April. Looking forward to being in Owensboro, right there on the Ohio River. And then later this year, I'll be back on the Ohio River, but up in Huntington, West Virginia. That's the first time I ever preached in public in my whole life. I was in college. November of 1994, I preached at a small little Baptist church up here, and so it's up in Huntington, and so it's good to be back up in Huntington later this fall to preach the gospel.
As Will also takes care of his duties at the Billy Graham Training Center at the Cove in Asheville, North Carolina, he can spend more time with his wife, Kendra, and their three children. He says the Cove continues to evolve and serve as a wonderful gathering place for biblical teaching.
This year at the Cove, what we're excited about is we're doing more and more free events. We're trying to focus on pastors and do more and more free events for pastors. Almost a third of our program events are subsidized or have some type of free offer with them. We're trying to do more and more that's free. So that's one of the things that exciting. We got some great teachers the rest of this year. I'm looking forward to be preaching, teaching this year in August, first week in August. And I'm always excited that I'm continuing my series in 1 Samuel.
And whether teaching or preaching at home or halfway around the world, Will finds that people's needs are the same.
When I travel, you know, people always wonder what I'm going to be preaching on, but it's really the same thing because the human heart's the same. It doesn't matter what culture, what color your skin, what language you speak. People are looking for hope. People are looking for meaning. They're looking for purpose. They're looking for forgiveness. They're tired of the guilt and shame they're carrying around. You get to preach in any culture. The language changes, and you need a translator to help communicate, but it's all the same when it comes to the basic human needs.
Will Graham, committed to helping people discover that Jesus Christ is the answer to all of their needs. I'm Mike McLean.